Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 14th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. A massive cyber attack hit Ukraine, impacting 70 government agencies and taking down websites for hours. According to deputy head of the state agency in charge of special communication, Victor Zora, there was no leak of important data. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. The Russian Federal Security Service, or FSB, announced it raided the operations of the Revil ransomware organization, targeting 14 suspected members. The FSB said the raids were conducted at the request of U.S. authorities. Revil is believed to be behind recent high-profile attacks against Colonial Pipeline, JBS Foods, and the U.S. technology firm Kaseya. Block, the company formerly known as Square, announced it's developing an open Bitcoin mining system designed to make mining more distributed and efficient in every way. The system will focus on making buying a mining rig easier, simplify heat dissipation, and improve power efficiency. Block is evaluating technology and partners for the platform, including possibly developing a new ASIC. Risk-based security says that WordPress plugin vulnerability reports rose 142% in 2021 to 2,240. 77% of those were being publicly exploited. Risk-based security recommends organizations prioritize security resources toward the most easily exploitable bugs rather than based on a criticality score. In September, a report from Lithuania's defense ministry claimed that Xiaomi Android phones included an embedded system to detect and censor certain terms and transferred usage data to a server in Singapore. Germany's cybersecurity watchdog, the BSI, conducted a technical examination based on those claims, saying it was unable to identify any anomalies that would require further investigation or other measures. Waymo Via, the company's autonomous trucking unit, expanded its pilot project with logistics company J.B. Hunt into a long-term strategic alliance. J.B. Hunt will be the initial launch customer for fully autonomous driverless freight vehicles, although this is still a few years off. In the meantime, the two will conduct additional pilots on I-45 between Houston and Fort Worth, Texas. Microsoft confirmed it's hired chip designer Mike Filippo. Bloomberg sources say Filippo will work on custom processors for Microsoft's Azure cloud service. He worked previously for ARM and Intel, and most recently worked on Apple's M1 chip. Researchers at Northwestern University developed FaceBit, an open-source project designed as a Fitbit for the face. FaceBit is a sensor designed to attach to an N95 mask, able to monitor respiratory and heart rate, and check if a mask is fitting correctly. The mask is designed for medical workers and works up to 11 days on a charge. Twitter rolled out the ability to record Twitter Spaces to all Android and iOS users. Recordings have to be designated when setting up a space initially, and recordings will be available for 30 days. In February 2021, Singapore placed a temporary pause on release of land for data centers, saying it needed to manage the data center ecosystem to make it environmentally sustainable. Singapore will now allow new data centers to be constructed, but the government will be more selective in approvals, with sites having to be best in class in terms of resource efficiency. Tesla now exclusively accepts the cryptocurrency Dogecoin for select merchandise, including a cyber whistle, Giga Texas belt buckle, and the CyberQuad for kids. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said in December that the company would make some merch buyable with Doge and see how it goes. Google TV Director of Product Management Rob Caruso said that fitness and video conferencing services are areas of exploration for the platform, with Zoom cited as a potential third-party addition. Caruso also said Google is interested in expanding free live programming available on Google TV. Meta will shut down its video and audio speed dating service Sparked on January 20th. The company started testing the service in April, built by its NPE incubator team, and integrated some Sparked features like audio dates into its larger Facebook dating service. Humble, the software bundle service, will shift to a new $12 a month subscription model on February 1st. After that date, Humble will also require a new Windows-only launcher to access Humble Choice, Humble Trove, and Humble Games collections going forward. Users have until the end of January to download any Mac or Linux versions of the games using the existing website. And finally, Baby Shark became the most viewed YouTube video of all time in November 2020. Since then, it's become the first YouTube video to surpass 10 billion views. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.